Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its final rule on reforming the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the final rule is designed to help more able-bodied SNAP recipients into self-sufficiency through employment. He says the final rule gets SNAP back to the way it was originally set up.
The rule restores the system to what Congress intended. That's really the role of the executive branch, is to implement Congress's laws as intended. That was assistance through difficult times, not a way of life. In fact, in 1996, when then-President Bill Clinton signed the welfare reform, instituting the current work requirements for work-capable adults without dependents, he said, and I quote, "First and foremost, it should be about moving people from welfare to work. It should impose time limits on welfare, and it gives structure, meaning, and dignity to most of our lives."
Perdue says opportunities for work are available across the country, noting that there are more jobs open than there are people to fill those jobs. Brandon Lipps, USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, says the change will not affect a large number of those who currently receive the benefits.
It promotes work for able-bodied adults between the ages of 18 and 49 without dependents. While you will hear others describe this rule as applying to families, children, the elderly, and disabled, Congress was clear about the population that is subject to these time limits. These limits do not apply to children and their parents, those over 50 years old, including the elderly, those with a disability, or pregnant women. As I noted, the rule does not change our commitment to protecting the most vulnerable. Rather, it aligns SNAP to support the promise and dignity of work as a top program priority.
Lipps talks about some of the most important highlights in the final USDA rule.
The law specifies for how long those cleared for work and without dependents may receive benefits. Generally, 3 months over a 36-month period, unless recipients work or participate in an employment program or volunteer. States may set up programs for individuals to volunteer for as little as 6 hours a week. The rule today only adjusts criteria for when and where states may waive these time limits. The rule sets clear, robust, and quantitative standards for state waiver requests. Recognizing that employment conditions on the ground are variable and dynamic, it eliminates sweeping statewide waivers and adopts the use of labor market areas, target areas that the Labor Department identifies where residents can find jobs within a reasonable distance or change jobs without changing their residence.
The new rule is published in the Federal Register, and states will have 120 days to implement the changes. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.